Hi! Good morning. 7:15, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Let's see. Quick look at your forecast today. We got some clouds. We do have a winter weather advisory from 8 p.m. tonight until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Light snow this morning, then again this evening. High of 33. Tonight, a wintry mix. Snow, ice, rain, low of 32. Tuesday, cloudy, rain in the afternoon, high of 39. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of morning snow, high of 30. All over the place. Yeah. Rain in Spain. What movie is that from?
With I have Ace no idea.
It's with Jim Carrey.
Rain in Spain?
And he goes, rain it. Didn't he do that?
Bruce Almighty, maybe?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a good guess, though.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Hey, I know you got a huge list of stuff to talk about.
I do. Are you stepping on my morning
but
dump?
But I'm going to step on it. Listen to this,
son,
man.
Of a bitch.
25-year-old Kenyan invents smart gloves that convert sign language movements into audio speech. How cool is that?
That's awesome, man. And I'm surprised that has not been done already.
Yeah.
You know?
So people using sign language, they just do the sign language and it converts it into
audio. You put the gloves on.
You do your sign language, and then boom. It
will it convert this one?
He's giving me the middle finger, folks. I already know that one.
We don't need no audio for that one, buddy.
I don't think you even don't have to know what that means to know what it means.
No, the middle finger's not universal.
It's not?
What?
So if you flipped off somebody across seas, they'd be like,
I don't think so. I don't think it's universal.
There's just something very abrasive about it.
Why the middle finger? Why did that? I'm sure there's a history to it, and I don't want to. I would have known we were going down this route, I would have looked it up.
Different levels of middle finger, too. You just got the tip.
Yeah, does nothing, okay?
That does nothing.
If you still have the, and I can't even do it because I got little hands, but like the knuckles.
The knuckle?
No, you got to have fingers down and that thumb.
Yeah,
thumb pins down.
Now, do you do
back.
Thumb out? Some people do thumb out.
That's just like an L, like,
yeah.
No.
You do the full blown.
That accentuates the middle finger.
I just don't think you have to know what it means to, and somebody flips you off, you're just like, ah.
Yeah.
It's just a brace. It's
but like you said, in another culture, who knows? Aliens could fly down, and I'm like, you aliens. And they're like, oh, it's a friend. Hello, friend. They start flipping me off, and now we're best friends.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Have you ever had anybody flip you off on the road?
No, I wonder. Oh, dude,
doesn't
I love it. I respect it.
Yeah,
because I flip people off. I'm going to say it,
because it's two things. Either respect it or it just boils you.
Because you know why? It gives me a chance to go, oh, yeah. I will literally hold it out the window.
You honk the horn, too.
Oh, dude. I remember. This actually happened in Michigan. This jackass. Oh, this was a while ago, but it's still in my brain. This jackass, he was literally taking the off-ramp, all right? He was going up the off-ramp to get, you know, to go over whatever. I'm trying to remember what exit it was. And he and I were still giving each other the finger as I'm going underneath the overpass, and he's pulling up. We waited till I think I was still doing it when I got to the other
side.
Can
you see it? Can you feel it?
You picture this when you go to bed tonight. Oh, man.
It's a face you'll never forget.
No, dude. And I appreciate a good middle finger. Huh. I do.
You know, if you guys met each other, like in real life, right? You'd probably hug each other.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the guy. You're the guy who flipped me off.
That was a good finger,
buddy.
That
was a good finger, man.
You know, bring it in, pal. Bring it in, pal. I don't know, but that's really cool. That's a cool piece of technology.
Yeah.
That really is. And, you know, eventually I'm sure it's going to be really honed in and probably really light. Like, I'm sure now it's like a big old, like, it looks like the old power glove from Nintendo. We got to work on its design a little bit, but very cool. Well, it's on your morning dump. According to a new study, daily exposure to nature, among other things, can help reduce the feeling of stress and improve your self-esteem for up to 7 hours. Researchers at the University of Michigan, found that getting outside and doing stuff like fishing leads to positive long-term effects. I brought this up because basically now I'm going to tell my wife, if she gets mad at me, you're going fishing and be like, do you want me to be depressed?
You want me to die?
Do you want me to die?
I'll die a lot sooner if you don't let me fish.
If that's what you want. I mean, I guess it's nice to know where you stand, but all you could do is go fishing for a couple hours, and your hubby is going to live a lot longer.
You know, it has to have a lot to do with fresh air, fresh vitamin D, sun.
Just getting that sun,
getting outside,
there.
You know?
It is. Breathing in that fresh air.
And I don't think there's anything more than us people in Southwest Michigan want more right now.
Yeah.
Is to go outside and soak up some sun.
I mean, we want to go outside so bad that we're going out on ice.
All right.
Oh, to go fishing. I mean, for God's sakes.
Mother Nature.
The healthiest people out there. So, yeah, get outside, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. Get out there, explore, have some fun. Lastly, this is another kind of cool little piece of, tech stuff, science-y stuff. Mm-hmm. European scientists have come up with a plan to start mining on the moon.
Oh. What are they mining for?
Cheese. It's made out of cheese.
Come on.
In order to set up a long-term base on the moon, astronauts are going to have to figure out how to produce oxygen and water without carrying it up there with them. So the scientists want to mine the surface to see if they can turn the chemicals in the soil into water and oxygen. Unfortunately, it'll be a while before the scientists can test out their theories and won't make them run until 2025. That's not that far away, though.
Not that far away. What's the point? What's the point, though?
If maybe there's some really cool minerals up in the moon.
Yeah. I mean, just having a base on the moon.
All it would take is to have oil on the moon and the USA would be up there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We got this rocket ready to go. What are you talking about? There's oil up there. We're going to go get it. Yeah. I don't feel like it'd be that complicated. Now, again, I'm a dumb radio DJ that wasn't 100% sure how many presidents there were. However, I just feel like, I mean, solar power, we can't have something that makes oxygen. We just constantly running solar power like up there. And I just feel like it's more complicated, or it shouldn't be as complicated as they make it seem.
I guess I'm just confused on what the base is for. Research? Is it a halfway stop between Mars?
Well, they have talked about that, like almost like a refueling point and then also a resupply point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, why have we not done it now?
China just got to the dark side. They just landed on the dark side of the moon.
Found Pink Floyd over there. It was crazy.
Wild, man. Which I thought,
that's what you guys are doing.
You know, swing around the moon a little bit and take a picture of our flag.
Yeah.
To put those moon and conspiracy theorists.
I swear,
theorists.
Those sons of bitches knocked that flag down. I swear to God. Actually, they said now at this point it would be white because of the radiation. So it's not going to have any color on it anymore.
Yeah.
Look like one of those weak-ass French flags.
Well, wasn't it black and white back in the 60s anyway?
Back during our 23rd president?
Because I saw the footage, and it wasn't red and blue. It's definitely black and white.
Believe it or not, color didn't come into play. See?
It's like the movie Pleasantville.
Get out. Get the hell out.
The Morning